Chapter 6. The front of my apartment building sat flush with the sidewalk. Parking was in the rear. The lot was minimally scenic, consisting of an asphalt rectangle subdivided into parking spaces. We weren't so sophisticated that we were assigned slots. Parking was dog-eat-dog, with all the really good places designated handicapped. Three dumpsters hunkered at the entrance to the lot. One for general garbage, two for recyclables. Good for the environment. Didn't do much for local aesthetics. The rear entrance had been improved by a strip of overgrown azaleas that hugged the building and ran almost the entire length of the lot. They were wonderful in the spring when they were filled with pink flowers, and they were magical in the winter when the super strung them with little blinking lights. The rest of the year, they were better than nothing. I chose a well-lighted slot in the middle of the lot. Better to see Morelli when he came to retrieve his property. Not to mention, it was one of the few places left. Most of the people in my building were elderly and didn't like to drive after dark. By 9 o'clock, the lot was full, and TVs were going full blast inside all the seniors' apartments. I looked around to make sure there was no sign of Morelli. Then I popped the hood and removed the Cherokee's distributor cap. This was one of my many New Jersey survival skills. Anyone who has ever left their car in long-term parking at Newark Airport knows how to remove the distributor cap. It's virtually the only way of ensuring your car will be there upon your return. I figured when the Cherokee didn't start, Morelli'd stick his head under the hood, and that's when I'd gas him. I scurried to the building and hid myself behind the azaleas, feeling fairly slick. I sat on the ground on a newspaper, in deference to my skirt. I'd have liked to change my clothes, but I was afraid of missing Morelli if I dashed upstairs. Cedar chips had been spread in front of the azaleas. Back where I sat, the ground was hard-packed dirt. When I was a kid, I might have thought this was cozy. But I wasn't a kid anymore, and I noticed things kids didn't notice. Mostly that azaleas didn't look all that good from the rear.